There is a particular kind of company statement that rewards close reading, the footnote where a loyalty program's unredeemed points get reclassified from liability to income. It rarely gets a headline. It is the sort of change that auditors nod through and analysts mention in passing on an earnings call. But it is, in its quiet way, an admission. The points that customers never spent are not a debt the company still owes. They are money the company has already decided to keep. That decision did not always sit so comfortably. For a long time, the standard treatment of loyalty points was conservative almost to a fault. A company selling a coffee and awarding points had, in effect, sold two things, the coffee and a promissory note for a future discount. The revenue from that note was deferred until the customer cashed it in, or until enough time had passed that the company could reasonably conclude it never would be. Only then, through a process called breakage, could the value move onto the books as recognized revenue. The logic was cautious: assume the customer will come back unless proven otherwise. From marketing cost to revenue line. What has shifted is not the accounting rule so much as the appetite for using it aggressively. Breakage used to be treated as a modest correction, a way of tidying up the balance sheet for the small percentage of point hoarders who genuinely forgot or moved house. Increasingly, it functions as a forecast built into the business model from the start. Programs are designed, priced, and marketed with an expected redemption rate baked in, and the gap between that rate and full redemption is not an accounting quirk. It is planned income. This is the reversal worth sitting with. A loyalty program was pitched to shareholders as a cost of doing business, the price of keeping a customer instead of losing them to a competitor with a better app and a bigger sign-up bonus. It was marketing spend by another name, an investment in retention. Once unredeemed points become a revenue line rather than a liability waiting to be settled, the program's success is no longer measured only by how many customers come back. It is measured by how many people sign up, engage just enough to seem loyal, and then never claim what they were promised. What loyalty was actually measuring? Ask what a loyalty program is supposed to prove, and the honest answer used to be that a customer prefers you enough to keep choosing you. The points were a receipt for that preference, redeemable proof that the relationship had value on both sides. Under the current accounting treatment, the receipt itself has value regardless of whether it is ever redeemed. A customer who signs up, earns points, and never returns is not a failure of the loyalty strategy. They are, financially, one of its better outcomes. The company collected the goodwill of offering a reward and then kept the cost of that reward for itself. This is not a small philosophical distinction. It changes what the program is optimized to do. A scheme designed to earn genuine repeat business needs friction removed, easy redemption, generous expiry windows, clear communication about what points are worth and how to use them. A scheme designed to generate breakage income benefits from the opposite: complexity in redemption, ambiguity about value, expiry dates that arrive quietly, and just enough perceived reward to keep people enrolling without making the reward simple to claim. The two designs are not compatible, and once profit recognition depends on non-redemption, the incentive tilts toward the second. A loyalty program that profits from being ignored has stopped being a loyalty program in any sense a customer would recognize, and started being a financial instrument wearing a friendly logo. The branding still says reward. None of this shows up in how these programs are marketed. The language around them remains warm and reciprocal: earn, redeem, thank you for your loyalty, member perks, exclusive tiers. That language describes a relationship of mutual benefit. The accounting describes something closer to a lottery in reverse, where the house profits precisely because most tickets are never cashed in. Both things can be true of the same program at once, but only one of them appears in the annual general meeting slide deck, and it is not the one that shows up in the notes to the financial statements. It is worth asking who is served by keeping those two descriptions separate. Enrollment numbers, engagement metrics, and member exclusive campaigns all continue to be reported as evidence that the program builds attachment. Meanwhile, the revenue recognized from breakage is reported separately, filed under a different heading, discussed in a different tone. A company can, without any contradiction on paper, tell its customers that loyalty is rewarded while telling its shareholders that unclaimed rewards are dependable income. The two audiences are simply never shown the same page at the same time. Why the mechanism matters more than the intent. It would be too simple to say every company running a loyalty scheme is deliberately engineering forgetfulness for profit. Plenty of program managers genuinely want redemption rates to rise, because a satisfied, returning customer is still worth more over time than a one-off breakage gain. But intent at the program level does not determine incentive at the balance sheet level, and once finance departments start forecasting breakage as a reliable revenue stream, that forecast becomes something the business is quietly reluctant to disturb. A sudden spike in redemptions, the very outcome loyalty is supposed to produce, would show up not as success but as a shortfall against expected income. That is the real argument here, not that every company is cynical, but that the mechanism itself no longer rewards the behavior it claims to. A system where the customer's engagement is the point cannot, at the same time, be a system where the customer's disengagement is the plan. Something has to give, and the accounting treatment tells you which one usually does. The honest label. If unredeemed points are profit, then loyalty programs deserve to be described the way they actually function, not as retention tools but as deferred revenue instruments with a retention story attached. That is not a moral failing so much as a category error that has gone uncorrected for too long. Calling something a loyalty program when its profitability depends on the absence of loyal behavior is not marketing spin so much as a mismatch between the name on the card and the entry in the ledger. The points balance sitting unused in an old account is not a debt quietly waiting to be honored. Increasingly, it is already spent on someone else's earnings, long before anyone decided not to redeem it.